The World Food Programme had contracted the group Majelis Mujahideen Indonesia, or MMI, to deliver much-needed food to thousands of victims of last month's earthquake on the island of Java. Barry Kame, a spokesman for the World Food Programme, says there was confusion because the charity was calling itself Majelis Mujahideen, or MM. He says the UN agency did not realise this was the same group as MMI, which is chaired by the militant Muslim cleric Abu Bakr Bashir.
Unfortunately, at the time and in the heat of the moment when there was such a rush on and some considerable confusion, we didn't realize that MM was the same as MMI and affiliated with Abu Bakr Bashir. And in light of that, as of yesterday, cancelled the contract.
Bashir was released Wednesday after serving a jail term of only 25 months in connection with the 2002 Bali bombings, which killed 202 people. He is alleged to be the spiritual leader of Jemaah Islamiyah, a Muslim group believed to be behind that and other lethal bombings around Indonesia over a three-year period. Bashir, a 68-year-old religious teacher, has always claimed he played no part in the Bali attack. On Thursday, he told online news service to Tik that such militants as Norden Muhammad Top, who is alleged to be the mastermind behind the string of bombings, were misguided holy warriors. Bashir said using violence in a peaceful area was wrong, and he called on the radicals, some of whom studied at his boarding school, to change their methods. The WFP's Kane says the cancellation of the contract with Bashir's MMI group will not cause any added suffering to the earthquake victims.
In any case, they didn't have any WFP food left to distribute. They received 95 metric tons of food aid, and all of that food has been distributed.
Australia lost 88 citizens in the 2002 Bali bombings, and another bomb was set off outside Australia's embassy in Jakarta in 2004. The Australian government voiced its displeasure at Bashir's release from prison on Wednesday. On Thursday, Prime Minister John Howard told Parliament he had sent a letter to the Indonesian President asking for Bashir's movements to be monitored closely. Marianne Carney for VOA News, Jakarta.